this mini podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm with Justin Adams from the Tropical Forest Alliance, and we've just come out of a session where we've been discussing developing the landscape approach for corporate. So, Justin, at the very start of the session, we had a word cloud, and the winners in the word cloud were investment, transparency, and incentives. How do you feel that they were reflected in the discussions?
They're a good reflection. What we covered is just the critical importance of landscape approaches to bring collective action, which requires collaboration. So that was probably the word that I would have hoped to see more of in the word cloud. Because without collaboration, we're not going to get all of the stakeholders sitting around the table and actually finding solutions that work for producers, work for producer governments, the local governments, as well as then the market actors who are demanding improved environmental and social conditions. So I think that's the why of this is there. I think we also kind of then started moving into, so what role can companies play? And companies, of course, can play a role about investment, bringing investment into a landscape, complementing what they're doing with their existing supply chain approaches. But also, how do companies bring their buying dollars? That's where they're going to put most, that's how they can often have most of the impact. So how do we actually bring sourcing, preferential sourcing into a landscape? And then lastly, the one we often underestimate is the role of advocacy and the voice that companies can bring to actually support some of the transitions and the long-term vision of these things. Investment, certainly, incentives are a part of that, of how we're going to get this to the producer. The piece, though, that I think we also spent time on that troubles me is this notion of how we're going to measure progress, because companies like to be able to measure. The whole model that we have today is that companies measure progress on a quarterly or an annual basis. So certification, it's relatively easy to measure progress. With a landscape approach, these are long-term, complex, collaborative initiatives, and how you measure that is really challenging. And I think that's key that we as a whole community work to bring that in, but also how companies think about accommodating KPIs, measurement that supports collective action versus just their own individual action. That's much, much easier for them to measure.
We had a question about the urgency of the climate crisis and the mass extinction crisis that we're seeing. But at the same time, we're talking about landscapes approaches take a long time and they're long term. So I guess the important thing is to have measurable milestones along the way.
Correct.
That allow,
yeah,
determining of success as we go.
Yes. For me, the criticality of the urgency of action, but also the complexity of what's needed, particularly down at the landscape level, is that we've got to get better at managing duality, right? The polarity that exists today, that we've got to both go fast, but we've also got to go together, is absolute, and it's paramount that we address that. So there are things that we can move forward with quickly, where we know we can make progress, where there's agreement, where there's simple actions that make sense. Some of the issues are going to require more dialogue, more discussion, understanding the trade-offs, and that's where we need more patience, and we need to be able to recognize if we hurry everything, we'll end up alienating producers and creating the toxic debate that we see in some of the countries today that, sure, feel this is all being done to them rather than with them.
Justin Adams, Executive Director of TFA 2020, thank you very much for summing up the session.